Hi, this is Perry Pier. Most people just call me Perry. And I'm recording this live from a back room at an event called the Cider Summit. We've been hanging out in Chicago. It's been a big week called the Cider Week, I want to say, not the Perry Week. And then there was a Cider Con, not a Perry Con, but, you know, you have to take what you get. I did see some Perrys being poured. That does make me happy, and I hope that someday soon we can be reporting live from a Perry Summit. But for now, we have to make do with what we can.
Perry, you're supposed to be introducing Cider Chat.
Right. Should I start from the beginning? Because I know once people start drinking cider, this doesn't necessarily happen with Perry, but when you drink cider, sometimes you have to start from the beginning of your sentence.
What do you think, Mr. Quince? I know we have a really big show filled with lots of interviews from cider enthusiasts.
These pears. Why don't you just start from the beginning, Perry, and let's get this barrel rolling.
Take two. Hello, this is Perry Pear from Ciderville. I actually live in Pearville, but for now, and because this is not necessarily my show, I will say that I live in Ciderville, and you are listening to Cider Chat.
Episode 68. Hello, hello. This is Rhea Wincoller, your Cider MC and the producer of this weekly podcast where we speak with cider makers, enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. On behalf of the Medlars, Mr. Quince, and Perry Pear, I'd like to welcome you to this episode number 68. As we venture out into Ciderville, speaking with cider enthusiasts and getting their take on cider in 2017. There'll be more on that chat in just a moment. Last week, I learned that folks are having a little bit of difficulty figuring out how to leave an iTunes review and rating for this podcast. And you know, there's nothing better than that. If you can't support via Patreon and you're feeling like you're a startup cidery and putting all your time and money there, but you're still really digging this podcast, well, it's not that hard. All you have to do, and this is on your iPhone or your iPad, is just to open the podcast app that comes with those little mini computers. Once you do, you go down to the little right-hand corner where it says search, and up on the top will come a little bar where you could just put in a Cider Chat. This is whether or not you're already subscribed. Once you do that and you press search, up you'll see the podcast episodes. Right now I'm looking at, there's 67. With this episode, it's going to be 68 up there. And then below it says podcasts, and you'll see the artwork for Cider Chat. When you touch that artwork, up will come the main page for Cider Chat. And there in the middle, it says reviews. When you touch the reviews, the next part will come with a little purple writing that says, write a review. I can't wait for Perry Pear to read some of those reviews and ratings. He's looking for you, Michigan Cider Work, and you, Matt, and you, Alan. Oh, so many cool people that I met out there in Ciderville. Thank you for taking the time to leave an iTunes review and rating today. When I headed out to Chicago last week, I was hoping to record some chats with cider makers attending the United States Association of Cider Makers conference called CiderCon, and I certainly did. I think I tallied up 8 chats. Now, you might not think that's too many out of a crowd of over 1,000 people in the trade, but believe me, that is a pretty in-depth time with some amazing people. So we're going to have some upcoming chats with a new cidery startup in Mexico, Shea Comfort, the AKA Yeast Whisperer, Charles McGonigal will be talking about his sensory analysis that he teaches at CiderCon and also working with pairs. Perry's quite happy about that. And we'll be talking to Maddie down at Black Twig. It's a cider bar in North Carolina. The Gypsy Circus, which is in Tennessee. Also, Forgotten Ciders, Nicole and Rafe. Wow, they're doing some amazing ciders in Michigan. The list goes on and on, including Dan Young from Tandon Ciders. Dan and I go way back when he was back in my spot in Ciderville and now out there in Michigan. I also had the pleasure of getting to know Alan Shapiro and sitting down and having a chat with him on the Cider Summit. These are the events that take place on a number of cities in the U.S. There'll be an upcoming chat with him. And also a little kind of background recording with Pete Brown as he was talking about his new book called The Apple Orchard. I have to edit all these podcast episodes and kind of pull them together. I'm really hoping that chat, well, it wasn't really a chat with Pete. It was more me recording him as he was presenting at the Northman, which is the cider bar in Chicago, to a group during the Chicago Cider Week. So there was a lot there. These are folks in the trade, and I'm thrilled to have them queued up, although we won't be going live with any of them next week because I'm still catching up from Spain. So we have a lot of content here, Ciderville, and wow, oh wow, it's just amazing, amazing tales from each and every one. At the same time I was out there, I had this other goal, which was to speak to cider enthusiasts, and indeed I did. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll right in there with a little bit of a background chit-chat with my buddy, William Grote, who I actually met through Cider Chat. You see, he was listening to Cider Chat, and then it comes to be that, well, he's based out in my area of Ciderville, a little bit to the east of me, and we met up at Cider Days, and you know, we've just been getting this great relationship going right along, all for the love of apples and cider. And it turns out that William was going to head out to CiderCon. So he and I hung out. He was just absolutely invaluable to me as a friend and a fan of Cider Chat. A really amazing guy. He even got me this wonderful t-shirt with an apple and glasses, his kind of cider geek apple. Really fun loving guy. And it says underneath it, chat yet. So I'm going to take a photo of that and put it in the show notes. And thank you so much, William, for making my time at CiderCon, Chicago Cider Week, and the summit where we're going to go to next so enjoyable. You know, it's a lot of work traveling around with a podcast, and having somebody like that from out of Ciderville step forward and help me was amazing. So you're going to hear a little bit as we go in this story with William and I talking at the Cider Summit. And then I've recorded all these little mini chats with cider enthusiasts. And as I was listening to them, the stories really blew me away. And we're going to lead with the first one, which actually brought me to tears. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of a pre-warning on that when we start speaking to Paul. And I'll help you hear a little bit about what he was saying, because it was a rather moving moment and just shows you the depth of this community and how real it is when you sit down and grab a glass and have a chat with cider enthusiasts.
This is Paul from Illinois, and you are listening to Cider Chat. The first cider I ever drank would have been a woodchuck cider. First cider at this event would have been Penn River, which was lovely. They were lovely. Absolutely lovely. My favorite style of cider, I'm too much of a newbie to actually
know that there's
different styles. What I enjoy is what I enjoy.
Perfect.
And that's that. I explained cider to my friends as, well, I want to say nectar of the gods, but that's not quite exactly true. That's mead. Cider is a close second to that. I would really like to try some cider from. I was really excited about trying the cider from France. It was a unique experience. They had a different flavor profile in there, but it definitely put me to a place that nothing else ever did. Do I have a cider story to share? I have tried making cider this year. Didn't turn out as well as my wife hoped it would. Cider travels.
As soon as Paul read that last sentence, asking him about any cider travels, something changed.
There's something around that traveled recently?
Yeah.
Paul's last cider travels was while he was en route to bury his father's ashes, and he had stopped at a cidery along the way.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really sorry for your loss. It sounds like, I bet he was a really amazing man. Made your father proud. I hope that you were able to enjoy the rest of the event and I didn't shake it too much for you there.
No, just...
You know, that's what Ciderville is about. It's about real people connecting and, like, you know, having, like, local product and family and friends and sharing that. And never, ever apologize for that. Walk proud. What was his name?
Arthur.
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 Well, I'm going to raise a glass to Arthur, if that's a good thing to do, and to the spirit of who he was and to who you are. Because I'm privileged to meet you. Any man who stands and could, like, feel that way about his dad, man, that's just, like, beautiful.
And there you have it. One of the many reasons why I love this place that we lovingly call Ciderville, where two strangers can share a tear and raise a glass and pay tribute to a father's passing. Cheers to you, Paul, for sharing that special moment with me and showing us all how a man can handle grief and still walk proud. We're going to head back now to my chat with William as we overlooked the cider enthusiasts attending the Cider Summit and interlace that with the many chats I recorded on that day.
Okay, we are live from Chicago Cider Summit. I'm sitting up on the stage here overlooking the mass of people, the sea of cider in
teeming
front of us.
Teeming with cider enthusiasts and Ciderville residents.
I know. Hello, Ciderville!
Is that Perry Pear?
Yeah, he's hanging out. He's taking up a little bit of room. You know how that kind of, like, that pear shape takes up a little bit of room.
Bumped into a couple people accidentally.
And does he mind that? No, he doesn't.
No, of course not.
No side of the apple, though. I haven't been able to catch up with the apple at all.
I'd be avoiding contact, too, if I were an apple during a cider festival. So, Rhea, what have some of the most interesting people that you've met today? You've talked to a ton of Ciderville residents, a ton of fans.
It was really moving for me to do that. Each person has a unique story. It's just like each unique cidery. And that is what really kind of jazzes me up, being able to talk to these, like, enthusiasts who are just for the love of cider, coming out on Cider Fest there. Trying so many different things. There's like a culture that's rising up of knowledge now. And the diversity of people from all over. We're in Chicago. It's like an international city in many ways. People coming in from all parts. Some of them are now living here, but they're from Nashville. They're from other parts of the country. And I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the chat. How about you? You've been out, like, meeting people, too.
Well, yeah, I've been out, you know, talking to people, asking them where they're from, what they're here for. A lot of people looking for dry cider. That's always good.
Dry cider, I heard a lot, too.
What amazes me, though, I'm asking people, hey, do you listen to podcasts? Do you know about Cider Chat? And people don't know that there's a cider podcast out there.
What up with that?
Well, I just think, you know, if you like Cider Chat, tell your friends about it.
Well,
tell your friends, tune in, download, spread the word.
Grab their phone out of their hand and show them how to subscribe. Don't just tell them, stop that car if you like cider and show folks right then. Don't just say, oh, yeah. show them how to have them push a button that says subscribe.
Well, I'm hoping that you do like a summary, a wrap-up of all the things that we've, you know, learned and seen today, but also the past 2 days at CiderCon.
Yes, I will. And actually, that's part of this week's chat.
Yeah, for all the people that couldn't be here.
I know. There's a lot of people that really wanted to be, and I feel like that kind of puts the wind in my sails to get me going forward and talking to, you know, it's just like a push to like do so many chats with the cider makers at CiderCon and then come here. But I get so jazzed up because the conversation that we're here in Chicago, at the same time people are tweeting and Facebooking or Instagram, and you know, like, they feel connected to the event at the same time. I think that's an amazing thing about social media that you wouldn't have had at any other time in history.
I've been following it on Twitter today, and just everybody's posting. They're posting pictures of their favorite cidery, pictures of their favorite cider makers. This gathering, this is just phenomenal.
I know, it really is.
Hi, this is Sarah, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. So the first cider I ever drank was Woodchuck.
This is Catherine. I am from Chicago, Illinois. The first cider I ever drank was a cider my cousin in England handed me. I have no idea what it was, but it was quite tasty.
Hi, this is Amy Hansen, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. The first cider I ever drank was Woodchuck. My favorite style of cider is a semi-dry. And my favorite food to eat with cider is pork, for sure. It's delicious with cider. I explain cider to my friends as a good cross between the robust flavors you get from beer and then also the finer notes you get from wines. So for people that don't like beer and might not necessarily like wine, they'll like cider for sure. I would really like to try some cider from... think where that would be. Spain? I know there's some here today, but I don't know if there's any ciders that come from like Australia or if they grow apples there at all.
They do. In fact, I have a podcast with the president of Cider Australia.
Ooh, awesome.
And Tasmania was known as the Apple Isle. So they're really coming back, and of course it's like summertime there. And they have amazing cider tradition that goes on in Australia. I don't think there's any ciders from Australia here right now, but keep your eye out for that and look for the interview with Sam Reed.
Sweet. Thank you.
You want to give that little shake there?
Okay. My favorite style of cider is dry. The funkier, the better.
Right on.
My favorite food to eat with cider, I like it with fork. It's also really good with fried chicken.
Cuts through.
Yep.
How I explain ciders to my friends as just darn good.
Love it.
I would really like to try some cider. I'm a big fan of Spanish cider because they tend to be the funkier flavors of the ciders.
Right on.
All right. So I'm with my sister. I like the funky ones. Some bread and cheese with a good funky one is nice. I don't know that I really explain it to my friends. I guess I should start. And then I like to try ciders from, you know, small places around the United States that I'd like to visit. So if I'm not going to get to visit them, I can drink their cider.
Do you want my full name?
You don't have to do your full name.
No, I don't mind.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If you like to. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Nathan Shackelford. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and you're listening to Cider Chat. The first cider I ever drank was at a concert in BC, Canada, and I was underage in the U.S., but I really enjoyed it in Canada. My favorite style of cider is dry, orchard-based cider. My favorite food to eat with cider is popcorn. I explain cider to my friends as wine made with apples. I would really like to try some cider from places outside my area.
Outside of, like, elsewhere in the U.S.?
Out
in the rest of the world?
Places that I can't get them in this area.
Okay. All right.
And then there's countries where there's some pretty amazing cider being made that I think would be interesting to try as
well.
So.
How long have you been listening to Cider Chat?
since the beginning. I think I probably episode like one or two. Yeah.
Wow.
So I found it right away. So
thank you so much for listening and being part of Ciderville
in that
way.
It's very cool. Yeah.
I really appreciate
it. I look forward to Wednesdays.
Oh my goodness. You made my day meeting you. And have you been to Chicago Cider Summit before?
Yeah, this is my fourth, I think, year coming to it.
Great.
And I make cider at home, and so it's kind of it's fun to talk to all the cider makers, and I'm helping with one of the tables here. So.
Okay, and where do you normally source your cider for making? Are you pressing your own cider?
I press my own, yeah.
Right.
So I forage apples.
Yeah. Wow.
So I take care of a small public orchard,
yeah.
And that gives me kind of the right to pick a lot of the apples. So there's about maybe 32 trees on the site, and so I can, and I've put in a few more that are more interesting. So.
Wow. Yeah. Is there anything that you would like to hear on Cider Chat, a topic, or anyone that you'd like me to talk to in particular? Or?
I like all the cider makers and cider industry people that I'm hearing. It just broadens, especially the international stories are really exciting.
Great.
Just because you can kind of see the connections, you know, with other places. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think you're doing a great job. So.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tanita, and I am from Chicago, Illinois, and you are listening to Cider Chat. The first cider I ever drank was, I don't know, maybe like a Strongbow or something in a can. My favorite style of cider is, I like it kind of medium, not too dry where it makes your mouth do that pucker thing, but I really hate the sweet ones that taste like Kool-Aid. My favorite food to eat with cider is anything because it goes with everything. And I explain cider to my friends as you have to keep trying different ones because I think cider is something everybody can find when they like. You know, some people don't like beer because it's too hoppy, but you can't have beer if you don't have hops, right? But they're all different varieties of cider, from the Kool-Aid to the driest to the Spanish to whatever. They're all different kinds. So I think everybody can find one. You just have to keep trying. I would really like to try some cider from... I would like to try European ciders in Europe. Like, I feel like by the time they're imported here and the bottles, you know, maybe you're not giving them a fair shake. So I'd love to do that. I did make my own cider using a Mr. Beer kit once, and it's actually still in the fridge. I still have
some.
So, and I did once at Beverage Arts out in Beverly. I did cider for a Valentine's date with my husband.
Awesome.
We made and bottled our own cider. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is Nick Dreyer, and I am from Texas at the moment. The first cider I ever drank was Ace Pear. My favorite style of cider is a Perry. My favorite food to eat with cider is pizza. I explain cider to my friends as delicious. And I would really like to try some cider from Washington.
Hi, this is Jim, and I'm from Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. The first cider I ever had was from Apple Trout. It was
Wisconsin.
Up in Wisconsin. It's an apple cider, and we ended up going there originally for a tour, and we never left the tasting room. The cider, it hooked me on it. I mean, the cider is really good, and since then, gee, up to 3-4 times a year and get 10 to 20 cases each trip.
Wow, you're a good customer of that, Charles McGonigal. Awesome.
So I really like it. It has turned me into a cider person. I mean,
fantastic.
Wine and cider. I mean, I used to drink beer left and right. And favorite food to eat with cider is we had apple brats, and we put apple cider in instead of beer. Out of this world. Totally out of this world.
Oh, really cool.
Yes.
Pork roast, okay.
Pork roast, because you always applesauce with apple cider.
It
gives it just a wonderful flavor.
Nice.
Are you surprised that he liked?
The cider that I really like, I can't say where it's from. I like ginger. And I like cherries, so any
I want to avoid it.
Cider maker
I want to go out
a little
that has sherry, but I don't like the really sweet. I like it a little tart.
Okay, cool. So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And if you're going to, like, explain cider to your friends, how would you do that?
Ooh. Nat Boone's Farm and apple juice that's not as sweet.
Hi, this is David. I'm from Nashville. The first cider I ever had was probably an Angry Orchard. I'd say my favorite cider style is dry. Favorite food to eat with a cider, usually something more savory. I think Thanksgiving type food.
Okay, like a little turkey, a little pumpkin pie maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
Cider, something I would describe to my friends is, I don't usually drink it to get drunk, so it's more of like a treat, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would really like to try some cider from around the world rather than just some domestic brands.
Hi, this is Cindy and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Let's see, the first cider I ever drank was, I think it was a woodchuck cider. Yep. My favorite style of cider is, I'm a traditionalist. I like the clean, crisp, just normal ciders. I don't like all the fancy frou-frou ciders.
Okay.
My favorite food to eat with cider is probably cheese, fruit, not something light. I explain cider to my friends as something that you can drink a lot of on a hot summer afternoon. I would really like to try some cider from... I would like to try some new cider from Spain. We just had some from Spain, and it was real funky. I'd like to try something a little bit. No, I didn't like it at all.
Okay.
So I'd like to try something a little bit more tame from Spain, something a little more flavorful that doesn't taste like old socks.
Okay. Hi. This is Emily, and I'm from Illinois, Chicago. The first cider I ever drank was... probably something really bad and basic like Angry Orchard. My favorite style of cider is drier. I'm not that into sweet. My favorite food to eat with cider is probably cheese and crackers. I explain cider to my friends as delicious, and I would really like to try some cider from Grand Rapids.
Any cider stories?
My favorite cider, I don't want to completely bash Angry Orchard because my favorite cider is actually theirs. It's their elderflower cider that they do in the summer. Just not the plain one that's everywhere. Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Erin, and I am currently living in Chicago, Illinois. My first cider I ever drank was a blueberry Vandermill and was absolutely in love. My favorite style of cider is funky and fresh, whatever that means. My favorite food to eat with cider is a big, giant vegan burger. And I explain cider to my friend as a really fun way to enjoy the sunshine and warm weather and sitting outside on the porch. Just a really good time. And I would like to try some cider from... that's a great question. Maybe more from Canada. I had one today from British Columbia, and it was amazing. So I'd love to try some more from Canada. A cider story I'd love to share. Most of it is just related to spending time with friends and enjoying myself out in the sunshine. It's a really good time with friends.
This is Michelle, and I'm from Indiana. First cider I ever drank was probably Angry Orchard, which is a little mainstream. Favorite style of cider, I really like Perry's. My favorite food to eat with cider is snacky bar food. And I explain cider to my friends as a nice hybrid between wine and beer. I would really like to try some cider from Ireland. I have a cider story to share. Every Tuesday, my friends, after yoga, we go out and we have a cider or another cocktail and some bar snacks and have a great time sharing stories.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And I'd have to say the first cider I ever drank was Hardcore, probably about 15 years ago or so. It was a memorable occasion. I finished 18 out of a 24-pack, and it was a very lively evening. Favorite style of cider, that's kind of hard to say. They're all over the place. I think right now I like the blends and some of the unique recipes that are coming out, especially some of the crossovers where they're implementing peppers and spicy and alternative herbs. And a habanero cider and nachos are probably the most elegant thing on the face of the planet right now. That's high society food for anybody listening. Favorite food to eat with cider? Previously mentioned, nachos. I explain cider to my friends as a beer for people who are burnt out on the craft beer movement, especially the fact that they need to broaden themselves into newer type of operation with that one. So I'd say it offers a new pan-dimensional experience into harder beverages. Let's see, where haven't I tried cider from? Right now here at Ciderfest Chicago, Cider Summit, we've done everything from Spain, California, to Oregon, to Vermont locals. UK-style ciders we've had that have probably regretted minorly. They're very, very, very dry, but that's okay. Some people are into that, not a personal choice. You know, I have not seen any ciders from South America yet that I'm aware of. That I've never had one, and so that'd be very interesting to see what either a Latin or a Pan-American version of cider is. You know, based on where we're at in the United States, I think we're very fortunate to have the varieties of apples that we do here, but apples not limited to North America. Japan has a great tradition in the apple, so seeing a Japanese-style cider might be pretty interesting. I have had one interesting cider story to share. I have tried homebrew cider twice. The first time, not paying attention to the instructions, and used an apple cider variety that did have preservatives in there, which are basically yeast assassins, and it didn't land up fermenting, and I got a lot of really cloudy after products, so that didn't turn out too good. And the second time I did it, when I used organic first pressed apples, used the wrong yeast variety. Have to use a champagne or a yeast that's unique to cider or beer making. Bread yeast, not effective. So next time you feel like you're reaching for that packet of Fleischmann's, I'm going to pull the timeout cord on that one and suggest you actually do a little bit better homework on it and not repeat the mistakes I have done in the past.
While I was in Chicago earlier that week, I also did a recording at The Northman, which you might recall in episode 65, where I spoke with the cider director there, Brian Ritson. He was kind enough, along with the rest of the folks at The Northman, to set up a booth in the back area of that magnificent bar, where I could sit down for a fun chat with some of the patrons for this special recording. Let's next go there and hear what these cider enthusiasts have to say about their preference on cider.
Hi, this is Kurt, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and you are listening to Cider Chat. First cider I ever drank was none. I don't drink. My favorite cider is, well, my wife's favorite cider is any fruit cider. My favorite food to eat with cider is, I guess, any food. I explain cider to my friends as actually the best drink, alcoholic drink there is. I would really like to try some cider from. Stem cider, I think.
Okay. Any cider stories?
Well, I guess I'm starting a cidery, but I don't drink it, so that should be interesting.
How does that work?
Well, I have lots of volunteer testers.
That works, right?
Yeah. So it's I bought a farm and grafted and planted 1,500 apple trees, heirloom trees. So hopefully this year we'll have some apple juice if they live.
And you're doing cider apples? Is that what you planted?
All kinds of things. Lots of things that people haven't even heard of.
Like?
Lord Hindlip and Maiden's Blush and Stone. Well, the
Did you read some
people.
Kind of like a wild novel and find out the names of all these different kind of apples? How did you hunt down those apples?
I actually bought just a mixed bunch of Scion from a permaculture guy.
Oh.
Who has gathered the Scion from all over the world. So there are some traditional cider apples, Kingston Black and Davinette and Baldwin and things like that. But there's things I've never heard of that were actually like colonial.
Colonial in the U.S.
Colonial U.S.
Wow.
Apples.
How exciting.
Yeah.
This is Amy Rivenbark. I am from Chicago, Illinois. Well, originally from North Carolina with this accent. The first cider that I ever drank was Woodchuck, and it is before I knew I had celiac disease, and I thought it was like Kool-Aid, but now, actually, my favorite style of cider is actually more dry. There's a cider I had that has 0% sugar, which is awesome. It's made in Michigan. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, true.
It's a Virtue Cider out of Michigan. I just discovered it a couple of weeks ago, and my fridge is fully stocked with Virtue Cider. Zero sugar, so it's great. I don't have the sugar hangover the next day. My favorite food to eat with cider... Oh, man, I love to cook. So basically anything. I love food. I love cider. So kind of whatever I decide to cook. I have cider when I get home from work. I have cider at dinner. I mean, it's what I drink. I explain cider to my friends as beer with a twist. People assume cider is more Woodchuck, Angry Orchard, Smith & Forge with like 24 grams of sugar, but that's not the case at all. It's cider. There's so many different varieties of it, and I didn't realize it until I had found out I had celiac disease, and so I had to cut out beer, you know, and I thought I was going to have to cut out booze, and but cider it's kind of changed my way of thinking a lot. Cider Fest was amazing, and I took my boyfriend, who he can drink whatever he wants, and he had an absolute blast. And I think there is a misconception with cider that people do, like, again, think it's like these sweet, sweet things, but once they try like Virtue or they try like the semi-sweet or semi-dry, they realize, like, Citizen has a really good one that's made with ginger and lime. I believe it's either lime or lemon. It's amazing. It's so good. They're pumpkin cider. So there's something for everyone, and you can mix them into drinks and make cocktails, which is really, really cool. So I just explained to my friends, like, be open-minded. There is so much more than what you see, like, because it is extremely annoying when you go to a place, a bar, and you're like, oh, do you have ciders? And they're like, I have Smith's and Forge. And it's like, oh, well, I'll just have vodka, you know? Like, I don't want anything to do with your Smith & Forge, you know? So now more places are getting more ciders, which is really, really, really awesome. So, yeah, it's made my day and my life. I would really like to try cider from... Well, I'm going to Australia March 3rd. I've tried cider in Hawaii. I work for an airline, so I travel all over the world. So I always try to find cider wherever I go. So, well, I'm going to Boulder this weekend, but I've already been there. So I've had cider there, which was delicious. So, yeah, my next, like, major trip is Australia in a couple of weeks. And so, yeah, that's going to be my goal. I've already looked up, like, gluten-free restaurants. I know they have cider more than just Smith & Forge and Woodchuck.
Hi, this is Ambrosia, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. See, the first cider I ever drank
It's probably a Strongbow, if I had to guess. I mean, the first cider that I got excited about would have to be from Crispin. When they launched those 750 bottles, and I was in the middle of nowhere, and I couldn't get, I lived away from Chicago for a while, and I saw that they were like doing different yeast strands and putting different flavors into it, and I was like, this is something. This is something that's happening, and I got very excited about those bottles. So my first one I would have to say was a Strongbow. The good Strongbow, the old recipe Strongbow, not the new sugary stuff. My favorite style of cider is high tannin, high funk, dry cider. That's definitely my go-to. Every night you'll see me here drinking Hex, more than likely, or a blend of Farnham Hill and Hex. That's been my latest go-to. My favorite food to eat with cider is cheese. Cheese and cider. You really can't beat it. I think one of my favorite moments, I was just in England visiting all the cider makers there. I was at Julian Temperley's house for Borough Hill, and he pulls out a block of cheddar that had to be the size of his head, and he just sets it down on a table with a knife, and we were drinking brandy, but it was one
apple
of the
brandy?
Apple brandy, okay. Somerset apple brandy, his apple brandy, and it was probably my favorite food cider experience that I had. I mean, a good cheddar, a good English cheddar with a good cider. I explain cider to my friends as my passion. It's my livelihood. It's my hobby. It is everything. I mean, I think I'm pretty much just associated with cider. I don't really have to explain it. To new guests, I explain it as a kissing cousin of wine. And that usually is a good way to start the conversation. I would really like to try cider from Bali. There, it is in the U.S., and I have my thumb on a pulse of the importer, so if you're listening, I've emailed you 3 times, but I want to try Asian cider and Polish cider. Those are my 2 things. The Polish cider movement right now is really exciting to watch from overseas, and I've got some friends going over, and I'm trying to get bottles in, but I really need to taste the Asian and the Polish cider. I mean, I make cider, I share it, I buy it, I travel for it. Asturias, Spain, I've been to for cider, which was amazing to learn how to do the long pour. I've been over to the West Coast here in the U.S. and Michigan and Wisconsin. I've been to England. Next on the docket is France, and so that'll hopefully be next year. I will go and try the French ciders. I don't know if we have enough time for all the stories I have about cider.
And I am from Chicago, Illinois. The first cider I ever drank was, I think, might have been Woodchuck. That seems right. That's usually a good introductory cider. And then my favorite style of cider, I like the drier stuff, not super sweet. My favorite food to eat with cider, I like burgers. So probably burgers and cider, that'd be good together. And I explain cider to my friends as a better version of beer, because I really like it. And I would really like to try some cider from, like, a country?
Yeah, or it could be somewhere in the U.S., too.
Oh, okay.
Anything that you thought, you know, God, I saw some cider somewhere.
Yeah, I guess I'd really like to try cider from some of the breweries out west, because I haven't really tried any cider from breweries on the West Coast, so I'd like to see what they have going on up there.
Okay, good. And do you know that cider isn't brewed, that it's fermented?
Now I do.
Okay. Hi, this is Maggie, and I'm from Chicago. The first cider I ever drank was probably one of those not so good big brands. I can't think of the name, but I was in college. It was pear, and it was gross. And I thought I didn't like cider after that, but especially after moving to the Midwest and having come to the Northmen, I found that I do really like cider, and my favorite one is the Bonnie Doon Query. And favorite food with cider? Probably cheese. I like apples and cheese. I like cider and cheese. And I would explain cider to my friends as just a richer, fruitier type of wine that's not quite as, I guess, alcoholic. And for me, I don't have a lot of preconceived notions about cider. I like what I like, and I don't know where I specifically would want to try it from, but maybe France or the Netherlands, maybe, because I feel like that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess my best cider story is, I'd forgotten about this, actually. The best cider I've ever had was from a cidery in Asheville, North Carolina. And for my wedding present for friends from Asheville, I asked them, don't give me anything, just bring down two, like, bottles of that cider. That's all I want. I don't care about anything else, just the cider.
Do you want to mention what that cider was?
I'd love to. I'd love to mention it. They had a lot of different kinds. They had a jalapeno cider that was like a mixture, and it was spicy and sweet. I think we had like an English champagne. I think that's what it was called. But it was the cidery in Asheville, North Carolina, and I wish I remember the name. I wish I remembered anything else about it, but I drank too much of it to know. And it is delicious. If you're ever in that area of the country, you should try it out.
Thank you, Maggie.
Hi, this is Nora, and I am from San Francisco, California. The first cider I ever drank was probably a Whiter's cider way back in my college days. I was partial to peach or pear, and I remember them being completely overly sweet and just, by today's standards, god-awful. But I think my favorite style of cider is semi-dry. My favorite food to eat with cider is definitely cheese. In fact, they have a really good apple camembert here that pairs very nicely. I explain cider to my friends as apple juice for big kids. And I would really like to try some cider from... God, at this point, I feel like I've tried it, like I've done a world tour, because I come to the cider classes here, and Spanish cider, definitely one of my favorites.
Well, 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 isn't that a cross-section of cider enthusiasts out in the Midwest? And you could tell a little bit of a difference from the folks who were attending the Chicago Cider Summit, and certainly what I might kind of consider the cider super geeks hanging out at the Northman. What I found is that there's more commonality than not between both groups in terms of what were the first ciders that most of the folks had, what we like to eat, and I found it particularly interesting on how many people were wanting to try cider outside the borders of the United States. This quest is ongoing as I continue to gather further data, both in Chicago and out in Ciderville. I'd like to give a special shout out to Ambrosia, who kicked off the Chicago Cider Week by running the website and helping me sit down and have all those great chats at the Northman, along with the Northman Bar, which is the first cider bar in Chicago. Make sure to check out episode 65 with the cider director, Brian Ritson. William, if you recall earlier in this chat, had asked me to give a little overview of last week's big-time epic journey to Chicago. Well, it started at the Northman, where I did the recordings at the tail end of this chat, and then the next day was the start of CiderCon. Again, that's put on by the United States Association of Cider Makers. And, you know, truthfully, it was an amazing time for me because the kind people that are behind the scenes, such as Ellen and Sue, and certainly Michelle McGrath, who is the executive director, really helped make it happen for me by providing an interview room that had a glass window that overlooked the area where the posters and all the research papers were put up, and it allowed the cider makers attending that I was interviewing gave us all a feeling of, wow, this is like going live. It was a quiet room, and I am stoked to be able to share those chats coming up. Like I mentioned earlier, there's about 8 of them, so stay tuned. There's a lot of content rolling out in Ciderville. And I also would like to thank Alan Shapiro and his team at the Chicago Cider Summit. Both William and I were sitting up on the stage area, had a magnificent view, and I was able to move in and out of the crowds, and all the people attending were absolutely fantastic. And, of course, I particularly enjoyed speaking to every single cider enthusiast. I couldn't play them all, so perhaps I'll be rolling them out. And certainly, I am collecting a little bit of background on data from cider enthusiasts just like you. Again, stay tuned for that, because I hope we continue to find out more about your history with cider to inform us where we're going forward to in the future.
Going up, going up.
Well, I have to say, I'm a little bit more than tired rolling out this chat for you this week, because there were many late nights and early mornings, and then an arrival home in a big almighty snowstorm. But you know, if that's the worst of it, then life ain't so bad. And certainly, hanging out with you each and every week over a glass of cider and a darn good chat, you know, there's just nothing better than that. Perry Pear and I are going to be looking for those iTunes reviews and ratings that you said you would leave. We're counting on you. Until next time, though, this is Rhea Wincaller signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
Hi, this is Andrew Heffley.
Going up, going up.
Hi, this is Lori Tower and
David Winnick.
Going up, going up.
Hi, this is Charlie Bird.
Going up, going up.
Yeehaw!